Exactly, yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Diva Days of Our Lives, our friends. Tonight we'll be discussing the last week of the show, and we also have Marianne and Lindy here who went to the Day of Days events, and we're going to hear all their stories before they run off to the Bay event. You can call in and tell us your adventures you had today if you went to the event at 914-338-1239. You can call in using Skype, or you can chat with us in the chat room. Follow us daily at the blog at divadaysofourlives.blogspot.com. We're on Facebook and Twitter, Twitter account, and I do tweet during the show is at Diva Abdul. And the Facebook link and the blog link, the Twitter links, all that stuff's out on our profile page if you are lazy and don't feel like looking us up. So we got a full, I'm lazy. So we have a full boat tonight. We have Marianne, Anna, SJ, and Linda. All here tonight.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, everybody.
Party.
trying to come off a high, down off a high. Yeah.
Yeah. You won't come off till next
for
year.
Quite a while, yeah.
Well, this is just basically going to be a giggle fest, basically, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll be giddy like schoolgirls or something.
Yeah, so tell us from the beginning. What happened today at the day of event?
Day of Days?
Yeah.
It started out, we went in and we give you bags and everything, of what the and they have like all different little things you can get autographed with it, with each actor's picture on. And they have different stations set up, and you can decide who you want to go see, but they have a red carpet laid out, and they all come out from the Hard Rock Cafe. And we lined up right by the red carpet, right up in front, and they all came out, and we got a lot of pictures of them, like, walking down the red carpet. Got to shake hands with a lot of them. You call their name, they'll come over, you know, and shake hands with you, which was great. And right after that, then we just went and got Linda. You got in line for Drake and Deidre.
Yeah, they were in groups of about four, so you had to really choose who you wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
So, Marianne, where did you go?
I got into the line with Suzanne Rogers, John Aniston, Kate, is it Malsey? Is that her last name, Mansey? Malsey?
Mansey.
That plays Abigail, Freddie Smith, that plays Sonny, and Bren Foster, that plays Quinn. Okay. And I got in that line. All just so wonderful. Suzanne Rogers was just a delight. And I had my Days of Our Lives 40th Anniversary magazine from a couple of years ago. Dana had gotten me autographs from the different ones. I think she got me Allie Sweeney, Lauren Coslow. So I just took the same magazine and got just more autographs. And there was a picture of Maggie and Mickey. John Clark from way back in the day. And when she saw that picture, she was just so excited. She's telling John, John, look, a picture of me and me and John Clark as Mickey and Max. She says, oh, my God, that was so long ago. And I said, I was watching that long ago. And she said, really? And I said, I just love you two as magic. I said, can I get a picture of you two? You know, because you can only take so long. And, you know, they're pushing you through the line. So I got a good picture of them. And John was real sweet. He's real reserved, but he's really quiet. And he's mine too. And I just told him I just love his quick wit. And he said thank you. And he just has this cute little smile and a twinkle in his eye. And it was just and then moved me along. And then so then I went over and Linda, you can tell the story about how you got in line.
I was really lucky. I was walking with a gal who had friends that were holding up for her in the middle of the line. And I started to walk to the end, and they said, oh, no, come here. And so I got in with them, and I talked to the security guy, and he said, I asked if when my friend comes, may she join us? And they said, sure. So
Wow.
When Marianne came, we were still had moved up a little bit, quite a bit actually, and so we got to see Drake and Deidre and the guy Chandler who plays Will and Gabriella who plays not Gabriella, Camilla who plays Gabby, and but that one was so long. That line was so long, especially for the DHs, that they really pushed you through. I mean, we literally had seconds. You had to know what you wanted to say, blurt it out, and boom, off, you know, off they sent you. But they were very nice. Deidre and Drake. Deidre really perked up because Marianne told him about seeing Teo, and
she said, he's wonderful, and I said, yeah. So, like, that got her attention when I said that I had dinner with Teo. And then I saw Drake, and I mentioned Dama, who is a good friend of ours and a good friend of his. And right away I said, I'm Dama's friend, Marianne. He said, Dama, oh, yes. And he held out his hand and shook my hand and signed a thing. And then I have another Drake story. I just happened, it was after lunch, and we happened to be walking, and he came out of Starbucks, and he was a little bit out of Starbucks today, a coffee, and he was just standing there. I just went up to him. He had a security guard with him. I just went up to him, and I introduced myself again and said, I'm Marianne Dana's friend. He said, oh, yeah. I said, Drake, can I have a picture of you? Oh, yes. Yeah. So I got a really good picture with Drake.
Yeah, it was fun.
Really just gave him a big hug. Yeah. He was very nice. Yeah. What else? And then at lunchtime, which was really, we both really enjoyed it, was very entertaining, was they had a lot of the actors. Ken Corday was on drums, and they just had a musical performance, a lot of great songs. Wally Kurth,
Melanie.
Molly. She is very good. Molly Burnett is a really good singer. Eric Martsoff, Kyle Lauder was
and
there.
And all of a sudden, out of nowhere,
Matt Ashford.
Kyle Lauder.
Yeah, he was
so
there.
We're seeing both of the Bradys together. It was really something.
Yeah,
Brady
were singing together. The two Bradys were singing together.
Awesome.
Both very good.
Eric Martsoff introduced Kyle Lauder as the guy who used to be the actor formerly known as me.
I love it. Clever.
Yeah, the actor formerly known as me. And Kyle Lauder came out. Matt Ashford was singing. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
he was great.
Really?
Matt Ashford
was singing.
He does
musical theater. Yeah.
Yeah, he said that. Mm-hmm. And Bill Hayes was amazing. Oh,
he sang
the
song, I'm Too Sexy for My Whatever. You know, and he's saying it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hysterical.
And then, Abby came out, and she's dead. They're dancing. Her and Molly were dancing real sexy around him. And he has this scarf on and his hat, and he's like, and then Deidre came out, and she's playing the tambourine, and she's dancing around with him, too. And it was, very entertaining. Yes. And they did that between the breaks, between, like,
Patrick Muldoon sings, like, the blues. So he sang with Eric Martsoff. They sang Bad to the Bone.
Oh, yeah. Aww. That was sexy. Oh, yeah. Shake, bust, and everything. Yeah.
That's
some good shots. That's some good
Marianne
shots.
Got some great photos.
I even did video. Took so much to the fact that my cell phone, like, went dead and my camera went, like, dead. So it's like, oh, gosh.
So,
but, yeah.
Marianne, the really important thing is, did you get any crotch shots?
Yes, I did. Got a cross shot. Eric Martsoff.
All right. Now we can
right out of the stage.
Shirt on.
Zoom in.
Shirt on.
Black leather jacket, sunglasses. He, man is hot.
The actors look really great. Oh, my gosh.
Great. Yeah, they're beautiful. I mean, just beautiful.
Don't they look even better in person? I mean, how is it even possible?
They
do.
Yeah. They look smaller. They're all very small. I mean, they look smaller in person.
Thinner.
Yeah.
Thinner. Very
the
thin.
The camera really just put on 10 pounds, I guess.
Yeah.
Then we tried to get in line in the afternoon. Then we got in line for Patrick Muldoon, Christy Clark, Wally Kurth, and Judy Evans.
And a long, long wait.
That was a long wait.
They took more time
with
us than Drake and Deidre.
Yeah. So, and that's the only line we could in. We tried to get in with Peter Reckel and Eric Martzoff, but they closed off the line when we were done with the other
Aww.
Ones. But both Lynn and I agree, Wally Kurth and Judy Evans were so impressive.
They were so, yes.
They took so much time. They were so down
and
to earth.
Down
just,
to earth, yeah. Just, oh, great.
Just loved them both, and they let me take a picture with them together, and I had the picture of them. It was a real sexy picture from way back in the day. It looked like they both had their shirts off. It's in the 40th anniversary. Well, oh, and they saw it. They couldn't. They were like passing it down to show Christy. And they said, look
yeah.
at us now. He says, do you want us to pose like that? I said, yeah, go for it. But, yeah, they were both fun to talk to. And so
yeah.
it was Christy Clark and Patrick,
and Christy
too, yeah.
and Patrick, yeah, they really, they took their time. They looked right at you. They talked with you. Really nice. They weren't quite as rushed as when we went through with
Deidre. Yeah, they
didn't
rush us as much. Yeah,
yeah.
Deidre and Drake, they just rushed us too, which is understandable. There's a lot of people there, and they want to give everybody
yeah.
a chance to see them. So, and then had a Q&A. Then they all come back out, and they're all up on stage, and they had a Q&A. Linda, at the performance at lunchtime, the two Johnnies, and the two Allies.
Oh,
they're so cute.
Cute.
I got those
so
some
cute
chucks. They were pretending they were playing drums. They had them, Eric and them, and the people, they had them down in the lower level, and they were, like, dancing along with the music, and the two Johnnies were pretending they were playing drums. So cute. So that was so cute, yeah.
And then in the Q&A, the little girl that plays Sierra and little guy that plays Theo were asked questions and handled themselves really well.
Yeah.
Really
oh,
cute.
Sierra, she's so
yeah, and
cute
Terrell, because like, it's today's birthday. I think it's like November 8th when it came on. It's well, 46 years now.
So.
And so Terrell started the happy birthday song.
Sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday, and then we all joined in at happy birthday days of our lives, yeah. So that was cute. We got sneak peeks. We were the first to see what's coming up in, you know, the coming up in the coming weeks, and looks exciting. We see some Nicole and EJ action. I mean, really some
uh-huh.
sexy things. And then we see some angry EJ and
Sammy.
And
yeah.
he grabs her, and they just are in this. She slaps him. He pushes her, grabs her, kisses
and then
her,
he kisses her.
Kiss. And people are just going screaming. You know, there's like, is he Jamie getting back together? And that's how they
mm-hmm.
ended it. But
one of the questions was to James Scott, do you miss working with Sammy? He said, no, I do not, or with Allison Sweeney.
Yeah.
He said, no, I don't, because I've worked with her quite a bit lately. And everybody said,
quite a bit lately, yep. Yeah, yeah. So and then they talked about the secret of Alice, well, the secret and Stefano's involved. There was some kind of gold disc or something. I don't know, something, you know, there's another secret with Stefano and Alice Horton. So,
Alice.
Yeah. Which they've kind of alluded to. I think the last that I saw on Wednesday, there was a baby picture.
Yeah.
The
same baby picture
that Hope saw is the same baby picture in the Demir Mansion. Okay, is what everyone is thinking. So what does he have to do with it all? So, yeah, and I'm trying to think. What else was in the previews? I'm trying to think. What else they...
Oh my God. Jack and Jennifer kiss.
Did
not mention that?
Oh, yeah, Jack and Jen. Oh, yeah, Jack and Jen are tied. The conflict. Yeah, he grabs her and shows them kissing and arguing
He's kissing Jack, and Daniel sees through the window.
Through the window.
Mm-hmm. But somebody asked Melissa, who, it says, don't give away what's going to happen, but as the actress, which one would you rather see Jennifer with?
Yeah.
And, of course, she was not going to go there. And she said, I just got to tell you, I'm so lucky to be able to work with these two guys. They're so talented and so amazing. And, you know, so she did a great job answering that. But she didn't really answer.
Yeah, they have to be
Jennifer
so careful.
Yeah.
Of course, she can't pick. You know, she can't say that. But and somebody asked Deidre where she got her boots. She didn't know.
Yeah, went off.
She took it off to see. She says, wait a minute, I don't know. So she was trying to look inside the thing to see where she got it. She goes, sorry,
I can't
help
you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and someone asked Suzanne Rogers if she was single because their dad was madly in love with her. And she says, no. She says, in fact, I am single. Yeah. And all during the time, they're giving away prizes. I think we're giving away T-shirts and stuff. Like they have somebody, a host, coming around and asking people different questions, quizzing them on day stuff, and or just even picking a number between 1 and 30, and you got different prizes, days-related prizes. Yeah. All during the show. Yeah.
Somebody asked Abe Reynolds if he loses the election for mayor, would he go back to, not Abe Reynolds, listen to that, James Reynolds, who plays Abe, if he would go back to working the police department. And of course, Josh Taylor chimes in and says, well, I think there's an opening for like a parking something, I don't know.
Yeah.
Lowly job in the police department.
Yeah.
So it was clever. So we're in between parties. We're going to be off to the bay.
To the bay.
Oy vey. What a rough life you have in LA, huh?
Yeah, what a rough life.
Oh, no.
VIP guest.
Well,
I tell ya.
Tough job here.
Tough job.
I can't think of two more deserving people. It's great that you guys are having fun. You both sacrifice a lot and do a lot for other people, and I'm just happy that you guys are having fun, getting away from it all, and, you know, had a blast.
Yeah, they sacrificed, you know, their Friday night to have dinner with Daniel Pangloss.
Amazing experience. He took us to the Great Greek restaurant and ordered for us, because we have no idea. We both never had Greek food. He ordered five different appetizers. We tried octopus. He says, if I order octopus, do you try it? I told him I'd try anything once, Teo. So, you know. And all kinds of different. And I love it. We enjoyed everything. He made very good choices. And there was great Greek music, and the waiters will do all different kinds of Greek dances, and, you know, the customers can join in. It's just a great atmosphere. It's a family-run restaurant, and they're all talking in Greek to each other. In fact, Teo ordered in Greek through the Greek waiter. The Greek waiters will talk in Greek.
You know, Teo mentioned something about some of the dual crew was there.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is so funny. We were waiting for him. They seated us. And he came in, and we thought he saw us, because on his way back, we thought he saw us, and he stopped at this table. And here, after the fact, we learned that it was the crew from Days of Our Lives. And this is a crew that had been there for years, and he worked with them, and they knew him. And he's talking and talking, and they're like, what?
How funny.
How long is he going to talk to them? And finally, he turns around, and he goes back out to the entrance like he's looking. And you can tell he's looking for us. So I come up right behind him. And I kind of like, too. And he turns around, and I said to him, because it was a rainy, miserable day, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned around, and I said, here's my California sunshine. And yeah, so, and we had a wonderful evening. He has full wonderful stories, and just had a really good time. So,
It was really nice. And even though those two are such good friends and know each other, they made me feel a part of everything, too. It was really...
Aww. That's me. What a nice
message. He agreed. Teo has a way of just making you feel at ease.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody.
He really does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, it would have been pretty hilarious if I had been there, because the hurl factor is so strong for me. I wouldn't have gone near the octopus, and he would have been... I would have been like, can I have a Greek salad, please? And he'd be like, oh, no, honey, you're going to try all this crap. But I'd be like,
we had a Greek salad.
Yes, the entree.
See, I love Greek salad.
Yeah, we thought the appetizers, he did like sausages and like different olives and all kinds of appetizers. We thought, well, okay, this is it, you know. And I was like, well, if you want the entree, let's share an entree. So he got an entree, which was a Greek salad and some kind of like, you know, pasta stuff or something with cheese.
It was almost kind of like lasagna. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was a Greek dessert. And he wrote for me. He wrote every one of them down on a piece of paper, what each one was. He says, well, I know the girls are going to know what you had, and are you going to be able to tell them what you had? And I said,
no.
And he says, well, write them down. And I also took notice of what he had to wear. I said, Teo, let me see what you have on. I said, you know, the girls are going to know what you want. I had to wear. So I have to report that.
And of course, he wore hoochie friendly outfit.
Hoochie friendly.
He knows.
Really great.
He knows what we like.
Brown leather jacket.
It's always that
open
damn
shirt.
Last button, though. Why does he always have that last button on his shirt? It seems to always be there, darn it.
You know,
he wore his glasses, and he's so sexy.
He did.
So,
he was intelligent, Andre, huh?
Yeah, he was a little bit of both. He was a little. He was stirring and during, as we say on Twitter. I was giving him a little bit of a hard time, but, you know, whatever.
For those of you trying to earn your hoochie wings, as I know some of you are, let me just note that Marianne and Linda had 2 Greeks in 2 days. Now, that's not bad odds. I mean, you know, I think you're pretty much at the top of the ranks there, Marianne.
This is boot camp for me, I'll tell you.
What a way to be a boot camp.
To sit back and learn, right, Linda?
Oh, really?
Or lay back and learn.
The master of worship.
She was the adult chaperone, right, Linda?
Right.
Oh, man. That's not what I wanted to be, but this is...
Linda's a single one. I should have hooked her up, Marianne.
Really?
Yeah, maybe Marianne was a chaperone. You never know.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was like lots of laughs, lots of fun.
It was.
Now you're going to go see Mary Beth Evans?
I know Matt Ashford's
going
to be
Ashford.
There.
Oh, Matt, that's right.
Is Mary Beth going to be there? I'm thinking she is. I'm hoping she is.
Yeah, Mary Beth,
should.
Martha Madison? Are they all going to be there?
I think so. Maybe Charles Shaughnessy.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that. Yeah. We're having a jackpot here, Linda.
Keep her on a short leash. That's right. You both need to be on a leash.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but who's gonna take care of us?
I have a feeling both of you will.
Well, then on Friday, we toured the studios, NBC studios.
We did that.
Yeah, that was okay, but not as – I mean, they were on a hiatus, and they really don't show the outside set, you know, of the old Salem Place and Listics.
We did take pictures out there.
I think they posted one of those, but they just show you the long dressing room you can go by. It'll tell you different – this is the props and stuff, but – they don't really show
not
you.
It.
They don't take you on set anymore. No, they do take you on the Tonight Show set, which is kind of exciting. But you know,
it's usually an NBC tour, not really
more NBC. Not really.
Right.
It is kind of neat though when you walk through the old sets and stuff, and you can see things that you remember from the show and stuff. That's kind of cool.
So that was fun on Friday,
and we went down to Hollywood Boulevard.
I took her by, and it was pouring rain, but we walked for a while along the stars.
It just poured on Friday.
You know, the walk with stars and the walk of fame, and we walked over to Grandma's Chinese, and they were getting ready for a premiere that night, so they were laying out red carpet and everything. But there was a guy there. There's all these guys out in front that they make their living basically dressing up as characters and then doing photo ops where you get pictures taken with them and you give them some money to take their picture. There was a guy out there that was a dead ringer. Excuse the expression, for Michael Jackson.
He's not dead. What do you mean? I got my picture taken with him.
Poor guy. And we took our pictures with him, and he was really great. I mean, he was really into it. He sounded like him. He moved like him. He talked like him. Everything moved.
It was fun.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Say, Marianne, you can see some of Marianne's pictures at @mama_hooch, and I retweeted them too.
I'll have in the next coming days. I'll have a lot more. You know, once my phone gets up and I get back home and I get everything organized. Yeah, because I have taken pictures on my video camera, on my digital camera, and on my cell phone. So,
yeah. I have to figure out how to get on Twitter. I've never done it, so I'll figure it out.
It's pretty easy. Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, she's gonna be tweeting to Teo, right?
Oh, yeah.
She just gained another one. Yeah. We're trying to get him. You have to come back east, Tay. All the girls want to try to find something to do back east. So hopefully somehow we can get him back here. But okay. I think we covered everything so far, huh?
Our official dual correspondent. I love it.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
We're probably going to have to get ready. Yeah.
All righty. Well, have fun tonight. We're going to have to tell you that, right?
Hey, Marianne. Marianne, yeah? Make sure you tell Carol hello for me, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Carol. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Tell Carol.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's going to be there. Okay.
And tell her thank you, too, because she really hooked us up.
Definitely. Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Wonder.
We'll have a great time. We'll tell you all about that.
We'll have to tell you all about that at some point.
Okay.
Great time meeting you guys.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
See you later.
Have fun.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, and I'm going to put on Angela and Sabina. They've been on hold for half an hour, so bad.
Oh,
hi, girls.
Hello.
Hi.
Wait, I hear some background noise on something.
Yeah, I hear that, too. Okay, go
ahead.
I guess we're good.
Yeah, we can hear you. Okay.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, they don't sound like they're having any fun at all, do they?
No, we're not in California. It's not fun here in Ohio.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm not jealous one bit of them, though. Not at all.
No, not at all.
I was going to say, SJ, did you give them any special instructions for Matt? Like, you know, well, I guess you don't have to give Hoochie's special instructions, but, I mean, you know, did you give them any special words?
I think we had some spies out there to try to find out some information, but no one has reported back to me yet. So,
oh no!
Just trying to find out information. I don't know. The Jekyll movement is making its move this weekend, I believe. The Jack and Nicole movement, the Jekyll. So, and it's not a romantic pairing. It's a friendship pairing.
It's a friendship.
So. Yeah.
But yeah, because he needs friends at the moment, anyhow.
Yeah, he needs a friend. Nicole needs a friend, especially now that we found out that Nicole and EJ are going to get together, and then he's going to be kissing Sammy, so Nicole's going to need her shoulder.
So you guys, so the Jack fans are okay with the Nicole temporary pairing then?
We actually came up with it because we believe that Matt and Ari actually have a really good chemistry. They're seen back in, you know, the 2001, 2003 time. And so we were just, you know, talking about it on Twitter. And then someone actually took it and ran with it and made it, you know, Jekyll Twitter handle and is actually trying to campaign for it. So.
Oh, my jewel,
so
I'm
on board. Most of us are. Jack and Jennifer is in game as far as the romantic couple goes. But Jack and Nicole need a friendship, so we think that could be really cool.
Hey, excuse me, does somebody have their sound on their computer?
Or do we have a speakerphone on? There's like a feedback.
The feedback,
on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll hear it now.
Okay, there you go. Okay, cool.
So we'll see. Matt did tweet that him and Ari did do some scenes. So, cool. But, you know, because Jennifer needs to be jealous, so why not have Jack and Nicole be in the same orbit and let Jennifer get jealous over it. I just think that would be fun.
I think Jennifer needs to pay for being with Dr. McPurvy.
Yes.
I can't stand him, and I think she needs to grovel a little bit.
I agree.
Okay, I've got a question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I want to know who's who. Who I'm talking to exactly? Just say your name with your voice, because I've got so many different people talking, and I don't know who and how many there are.
So this is Carrie.
And I'm SJ. And I'm SJ. Save Jack and Jen on Twitter.
And I'm Angela.
Hello.
Okay, that helps.
Yeah, I know it takes a while. Eventually, you'll tell difference between us.
It also gets difficult when someone's talking and then someone tries to talk and it's like, I can't even understand what that person's saying, the first person.
Yeah.
Talking. Wait a minute. That's why Twitter's so good, because you can just type and you're not talking over somebody. It's just everything makes sense. You're not getting, well, it does get confusing though. I have been in long conversations with people where it gets confusing. I was just going to say, I got the most awesome message tweeted by Patrick Muldoon today for me. I had asked him specifically if he would, because I really was bummed that I wasn't able to be at the Day of Days. So he remembered to do it, just like when he was first getting there and it was starting, and he did tweet me, so I'm excited.
Aww, that's sweet.
Cool.
That's so nice that he thought about that, because there's so much going on when they get there. It's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really nice that he thought of that and did that for you. Aww.
That's really nice. I hope we get to see him his performance.
I know.
I would be willing to bet that some people have already posted stuff on YouTube of some of that music.
I just looked and it wasn't on there as of yet.
Ah, wow.
The promo is. The promo,
yes,
somebody got a shot on the big
screen.
Oh, yeah.
What did the promo have? I didn't hear that. Did they say? I think they were talking about it. What did the promo show?
Well, the biggest thing that's tore up Twitter since it came out is the Jammy kiss. I mean, my Twitter feed just went to Jammy really fast. And I tweeted, now don't forget, Jack and Jennifer also kissed in this promo. So everybody forgot that, because the Jammy kissed. But the main highlight for me was the Jack and Jennifer kiss and Daniel looking through the window like a lost puppy. That was nice.
Like a little orange Oompa Loompa staring in the window.
There you go. Dr. Orange Tang, I believe somebody called him the other day.
I've never heard that one. I like that one. I'll have to use that. Orange Tang.
That's too funny.
There was other stuff in there, too. Magic Wedding. Somebody shooting up the Brady Pub. Johnny going missing. John pleading guilty. Something with Stefano and I forget who was with him, but he said let a dead person's secrets lie or something like that. That was a pretty cool line. It was something like that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So it looked pretty good, huh? I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it actually did look good. That looked better to me than the promo for the reset and for the Square Town opening. I think the November Sweeps promo actually looked better. I hope NBC actually puts it where we can see it without, you know, it being on a big screen, but actually see it. That would be cool.
Kate fans always get screwed in those. Did they even have Kate and Stefano on there or anything?
Stefano was on there. I don't remember seeing Kate, but they had Madison. No, you did have Kate. Kate and Quinn are going to work together or something.
Oh, okay.
They did have Kate. Yeah, I remember that now. And then Madison and Quinn. And Madison, Quinn, and somebody else. I'll have to watch it again. It's interesting.
Huh.
It got my attention.
Well, cool.
And that's the point. You know, that's the point.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm surprised
they remembered Lauren Von Days anymore.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
I said I'm surprised they remembered she's on days since they don't seem to be promoting her at all.
Exactly. Yeah, it's, ugh. I know, that's so frustrating sometimes. It's like, come on, play her more.
Just let her do something besides stand around.
I know, exactly. Ugh, it irritates me so bad when crap like that happens.
Yes.
She's so awesome and so talented, and they, you know, sometimes they go through periods where they don't use her as much and stuff, and this frustrates me.
Yeah,
but
again, you have to see the same people 1,000 times a day, but, you know, let's not use
exactly.
The ones that
really have talent. Exactly.
So.
Yeah. So, well, that's encouraging, though, that it sounded like it was a good promo. I have to say I don't know if Hey Judy did the promo or who did that promo, but it seems like they've got some really good promo people right now, you know, some good, they're doing some good publicity and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
So has anyone commented on the turnout today? I know you guys weren't there, but, I mean, did anyone say anything about, like, the crowd or anything?
I didn't see much. I saw one picture of a line, and it was only 10% of the line. So,
yeah,
goodness only knows.
No, it's nice. Let's hope people came out for it and stuff. But at least it wasn't raining today like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was really bad
mm-hmm.
weather yesterday for LA. So, and I heard that Joe Mascolo didn't make it today because his roof, I guess because of all the rain, his roof was leaking really bad all night and everything, and they had to deal with that, and so he just wasn't up for getting there in the morning. I was like, oh, what a shame.
Mm-hmm.
And he's such a sweetheart, too, so.
I know. He's such a sweetheart. He was so cute when I met him. Was it last year? I can't remember. I think it was last year. When I told him, I couldn't even, like, you know, he's not imposing like Stefano is. You know, he's not intimidating like that. He's really sweet. But, you know, I mean, you got to realize I watched Dave's back in the 80s. And so it's like, Stefano's always been, even though I love him to death, he's always been like this intimidating figure. And so I go to meet him, and I can't even remember my alphabet. Like, I'm trying to find him in the book, and I'm like, J-M, where would he be in the book? You know, I'm trying to – so one of their assistants like, here, let me help you. I'm like, okay, so I forgot my alphabet when I met Joe. So in the meantime, I'm telling him, he's like, well, what is your name? And I said, oh, my name is Anna. And he goes – he stops me so sweet. He goes, that was my mother's name. And he was just so – or maybe
aww.
It is. I'm not sure. I don't think she's around anymore. But anyway, it was just like, oh, that was my mother's name or is my mother's name. I was like, oh, how sweet.
Actually, his parents just died, like, within the past year.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So they were alive. I was thinking they were alive when he said that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
he said something like that they were – that was his mother's name. It was just so sweet the way he said it and everything. And I told him I thought Skate was sexy, and he just smiled. It was so cute.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a shame he didn't make it today. But anyway.
I was lucky enough a few years ago to meet Stefano Joe, and he actually spilled a drink on me at a bar in Columbus. He was apparently the bartender was fantastic. He actually said shout out to my bartender because she's awesome. And then when I went to the Day at Dave's a couple of years ago, I said, you spilled a drink on me one time. And he goes, was it at least your drink? So it wasn't one of mine that I wasted.
That's Joe.
That's hilarious.
You got to love those moments when you get to meet them.
Stefano is in
the
promo. I'm watching it right now. Stefano is
yeah.
in the promo. He's talking to Hope.
Somebody.
Hope.
It's Hope.
Yeah, he was talking to Hope.
She's got something
yeah.
in her hand. With some silver thing or something in her hand.
Yeah, something striped. Yeah. So far, I haven't...
I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it again to see if Kate was on there. But, yeah.
Yeah, she's with Quinn, I believe.
That's right. Yeah, I was seeing Quinn.
Sorry. When exactly is the November sweep? So what... when does that start?
Has it started?
I think it has.
This past week. I think it was probably
sometimes
this past
we can't,
week.
It's started. Sad because as Dave's fans, sometimes we can't tell when sweeps is. Remember one year they missed it by a week in the summer? It was supposed to be like July,
and they did it all in June or so. So by the time July came, they were like, oh, back to the boring stuff. And I was like, okay, so this is sweet. July is sweet.
Well, the writing was so bad, you couldn't tell anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
At least the writing's better for the most part, you know, at least most days now. But so did anybody watch it this week?
I'm going to tell you guys how far behind I really am.
Do you want me to answer that truthfully?
Yes.
I watched YouTube clips on Friday's episode of the Jack and Jennifer
stuff. Yeah, I did
stuff.
Too.
That's
yeah,
about
I did
all.
Watch that too.
Well, who do you guys think that stalker guy was that she thought was Jack at the party? Any speculation on that?
I have not found anything on that.
I don't know what I would think, but I heard someone say it was Austin. Like, I don't know how that works, but okay.
Oh, that's weird.
Someone
yeah.
tweeted that they thought it was Austin, yeah.
That's weird, because wasn't he at the party?
I thought maybe it might be their way of bringing back JJ. Maybe he had came back to town and he was spying on his mom with another man. But mm-hmm. if Jack was in London with JJ, that kind of
right.
kills that.
Yes.
Right. My thing was, why didn't he just say, here, call JJ. He can confirm. I was
That's
in
what
London
I said.
Him.
If I was Jack, I'd have got my phone and said, look, I'm going to call our son, who you probably haven't talked to in a year and a half anyway. So here, I'm going to call him right now and hand you the phone. And he can tell you. You know, after he cries for 15 minutes because he's finally heard from his mommy, he can tell you I was there.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not bitter.
No, not at all.
Yep.
The Mother of the Year award goes to
Maggie and Grandma Brady.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, speaking of Jack and Jen, not that we like to do that or anything, but speaking of them, I loved how they got, you know, I mean, it's such a days, I guess it's a soap convention, but it's such a days convention, but it made me feel like old school days when they got stuck with the weather, you know. I mean, like,
mm-hmm.
nobody saw, like, check their iPhone for the weather update, you know, to see there was going to be a blizzard in town or something. But I loved how they got stuck in the, you know, the mountains or wherever, and they're going to be there for a while, it sounds like. And I'm loving the post-traumatic stress disorder story. I'm loving
mm-hmm.
that. I really,
yeah,
but he's so awesome, and I know it's only going to get better. And I really
mm-hmm.
like, even though I'm not a Rafe fan, I really liked how Rafe and Jack talked about that and how Jack was like, oh, yeah, I'm fine. You know, I don't need it, you know. I loved it because that's so kind of true to, like, what guys would do, you know. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know, I just like, I mean, that's generalizing, but I liked that. What did you guys think of it?
I liked it. Yeah, pretty much. I didn't realize Rafe and Jack knew each other at all. But then again, I didn't realize that Jennifer and Sammy were such great best friends all of a sudden.
So
the last thing I remember was Sammy, you know, yelling at Jennifer for playing all these men way back when. And now they're just buddies, you know. I don't get it. But
we have a caller. I want to get her on the line first. It's area code 775.
Hi.
Dana?
Hi.
It's me, Sarah.
Oh,
hi,
Sarah.
Sarah.
I'm sorry, because I thought Dana was there. Her area code was 775. I always forget that one for some reason. It doesn't stick in my head. How are you doing, Sarah?
All right. How are you?
Good.
So what did you think of the show?
Well, I'm liking everything Magic because they're my couple.
Oh,
yeah,
I love them.
Too.
It doesn't mean I don't like the other couples, like, you know, State and, you know, Jack and Jennifer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're my main couple.
Oh, mm-hmm. I think it's so neat that they really, I mean, the same thing with Stephen and Kate and Maggie and Victor. It's like they, you know, they've written them well. They have great actors playing the part, and they've given them a story. Well, right now State doesn't really have one, but it's like, it's so neat that, I mean, they capture the younger audience, too. You know, I think people used to assume that, oh, well, the young fans don't want to watch older couples or more mature couples and stuff.
But I mean, a lot of their fans are people who are younger, and so I think that's I think it's really cool. So
yeah.
So this should add some angst when she finds out Victor had something to do with the old switcheroo.
Do you think Victor's going to end up being Daniel's dad?
Oh my gosh. I hadn't thought about that even. I mean, I used to think that when he first came on, I used to for some reason think he was his dad, but I hadn't thought about that in this angle. Oh my gosh. Victor's not tan enough. I don't know.
Neither is Maggie.
Maybe Daniel's eggs got, maybe Maggie's eggs got fried.
No. I like Daniel too. Okay, I admit it.
I think Sean's fine, but I like to bust on Dr. Dan. I don't know, but yeah, I mean maybe the petri dish just got a little warm and his eggs got a little, the egg got a little overdone or something. Okay. No, I'm teasing.
Some orange tang that's built in there, maybe.
you're bad. Oh, okay. Well, sorry. Sorry to be mean.
You guys are funny.
We're twisted.
Yeah, we're twisted. Debating on in the chat room how if Daniel Victor's son, that would make Philip Melanie's uncle, because Dan Philip would be half brothers. So that means Melanie was married to and had sex with and miscarried her uncle's baby.
It is so
maybe that explains the miscarriage.
Yes.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Well, that's okay. She's gonna end up if Nathan comes back, even though there's no blood relation, if she gets with Nathan, she's gonna be dating her grandmother's grandson. That just
it's her cousin, right? Is that how that works?
Yeah, her cousin.
Yeah, it'd be a cousin. Yeah, not first cousin, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
so,
and then I mean, even though it's not blood, Jennifer and Daniel would be related.
And that's still creepy too. I mean, I know that they want to keep it in the family, but come on now.
I thought we got rid of the niece. I thought we got rid of the niece in relation dating when Max left town because he liked to date his nieces.
We still have the Stefano thing out there, and if Stefano has a picture of a baby, it's a pretty damn good bet that Stefano's the baby daddy. He's got the magic sperm of Salem.
So do you think maybe Stefano is Daniel's dad then?
Now that would be creepy too, because Daniel and Kate had a thing for a while. So then,
yeah,
it'd be another DJ. Well, I guess that'd be the same as DJ.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, I don't think that's creepy. I think that's fun. I love it when they play that up.
I think they need to bring in some new characters for people to get with. I'm just saying.
But then they turn around and change everybody's DNA to make everybody related. Not everybody has to be related.
I know.
You know,
I like to be, I think it's sweet that Melanie is so excited about Maggie. I love their relationship together, but it was special before. They didn't need to be blood related for it to be special. You know, in fact, it was probably more special because they had that connection before they ever knew they were related. So, oh, well. But, I know they're trying to go back to the old, the old conventions of, secret parentage and all that stuff. And, and sometimes that can be fun. But, it's, I don't know. I don't know. I do like the way they're playing it, Daniel's not automatically thrilled about it because he's feeling normally I don't care what Daniel feels particularly, but I like the way they're playing it, that he's not just like, score, Maggie's my mom, this is awesome, it's like Spike Spolnian zone. I mean, I'm glad he's playing it that he's ambivalent and he's really, really devastated over the fact that obviously his parents pulled one over on everyone, and so and they're not there to defend themselves or to admit it or to talk to him about it or to comfort him. So I guess I appreciate that they're not making it like Insta-son,
instead of him coming back and saying, look, Mom, I've already got mine and Melanie's ornaments engraved. Look, here they are.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, that's so true. Oh, the ornaments, that would be funny. Oh,
I hope Jack's ornament knocks Daniel's off the tree. Just saying.
Carrie in the chat room, Carrie likes the orange ornament.
Man, it's funny.
Yes, they did make Daniel orange.
That's funny.
I was going to talk about, I have to talk about this because everybody was laughing. There, I don't know. I mean, I've been watching the new Beavis and Butthead. I don't know if you guys.
Oh, I used to watch the old school.
Oh, my God. It's like they haven't laughed. It's so freaking hilarious. It's on Thursdays at 10 and 11. And, I mean, it was just, I mean, I was, like, cracking my ass off. It was so funny. And I'm starting to think I'm the Beavis and Butthead Twitter Days person. That's basically what I'm doing. I'm acting like Beavis and Butthead and watching Days. And Marlena has this scene, and she says to John, "How long have you been up?" And I'm such a doofus. I'm like laughing.
Like,
she said,
"Did
up."
She say
you
up?
And John says, "It hasn't been that long," and that made me laugh even more.
I can't believe it. I'm Lucci and I didn't even catch that. Oh, man, that's funny.
If you catch it on YouTube, it's literally the first few scenes of the show. So you don't have to watch the whole thing. But yeah, she's like, "Well, how long you been up?" And he's like, "Hasn't been that long." And I'm like, "Oh, my God." They said up and long. And it was just the most hilarious thing. And it was so unintentional. It was so, and the thing that really cracked me up was, we found out this week that Austin's a slob, which I didn't know that. He looks pretty well together. And then Austin will adjust your thermostat in your house.
I cracked up when Rafe took a pencil or something to lift off his towel. Like, it was some gross thing. Cracked me up.
Oh. It was so funny. Yeah, and the thing is, too, above the thermostat, I think it's just decoration, but there's a thermometer, and it's pointing at 70 degrees. And I'm thinking, and I wasn't complaining it's cold. I'm like, well, how hot did you want it to be? It says it's 70 degrees in there. I mean, that's pretty warm, you know, through your thermostat. I mean, my parents, they have it cranked up to like 76, but, you know, they're in their 60s. I mean, you think Austin can't handle the temperature being 70. And it just made me laugh because I think that's one of the biggest things my husband and I fight about is the heat and, you know, and the air conditioning. Because I'm one of those people, I am cold all the damn time. If you come to my house and turn down the thermostat, I'm going to crush you. You don't do that. When I was pregnant with my oldest, I had him August 29th. So that was the summer from hell for me. Oh. And my husband, for the first time ever, he actually had the air not cool enough. And, like, you know, all these years I'm complaining, I'm freezing. Well, you know, I'm like 35 pounds heavier. And he's complaining the air's too cold. And I'm like, I can't lose 35 pounds. If you're cold, put a coat on. So that's the thing with me. If you want to piss me off, monkey around with my damn thermostat. So I just had to mention that. So I'm like, he's a genius who wrote the thermostat scene. It's just like they just took that right out of my brain.
What I loved about it was this is the first time I've seen Sammy lift a dish or a dishcloth in, like, how many months or years. And it happens to be Lucci and Carrie are bumping into each other in the kitchen. I was like, come on, Sammy, who are you fooling? When was the last time you did dishes, you know? But,
right.
It was kind of funny. I was like, wait a minute. Oh.
Yeah, that was funny. We never seen Carrie do the dishes either, but I can understand. I mean, if you're a guest at someone's house, you can at least do the dishes and help out. You know, that's just a normal thing to do.
It was Sammy.
But that's better than Rafe cooking his flan or whatever the heck you... Remember, did you guys see that?
Oh, my goodness.
Did he set something
on fire?
Yeah, he tried his mom's recipes, and he screwed up all of them.
How can you do that?
Maybe his mom's as good of a cook as Sammy is.
Yeah, he actually ran the blender without the lid. So...
That pretty much sums up Rafe, right?
So that was pretty funny. I just couldn't. I had to mention the damn thermostat and the up and the longer things. I mean, I just thought it was hard. And there was this scene, and you know, another Beavis and Butthead moment. Rafe and Jack are sitting at the pub, and Rafe just assumes Jack's in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a weird thing to assume somebody. And
yeah.
Rafe's like, yeah, I used to debrief hostages. And Jack's like, am I being debriefed? And I just thought that was weird.
I thought it was kind of fun. I liked that scene. That was kind of funny.
That was funny. Yeah, and then Rafe starts talking about re-entering. And I'm like, okay,
yeah.
You just talk about debriefing, and now you're talking about re-entering. I mean, yeah, my mind's going in the gutter.
Your mind was in the gutter.
My mind was in the gutter the whole episode.
During that scene, I wish Austin had walked up and said, yeah, your wife debriefed me quite a bit while I was
No, but Rafe was trying to relate his experience in South
yeah.
America. Was he talking about when he was in the jail cell with Shane?
That's
yeah,
the
I could think
about.
Of. I was cracking up. I was like, what?
I mean, he had to be debriefed from that or whatever. He had to go to counseling for that.
I was trying to think, not to mock other people's like pain, but I
no.
was like trying to think if that was the experience he was talking about. I was cracking up.
Okay,
was
Jack
like,
was in
seriously?
A Jack was in a cave for a year and a half being
yeah.
beaten. And Ray shared a jail cell with Shane for 15 minutes, and he had to have therapy. I'm sorry.
Let's hope he had some other experiences in South America.
All his experience was to bring Shane back to reunite Kim. And
yeah.
Shane, that's all. I don't even
well,
think he had
I,
a
I
bruise
will say
on
this,
him.
At least the writers pulled something out of their butts that was sort of historical. I mean, it's not.
Yeah,
I mean,
it did
yeah.
happen for 15
yeah.
minutes.
There's a beeping sound.
Whoa,
there.
What the heck is that?
Oh. Oh, I don't know. Somebody's typing, too. Somebody's typing and they're beeping. Maybe they're doing the Morse code. Is there a spy
well,
amongst
us? That's a new way to do the show.
Maybe that was the first Twitter,
you know,
I think about it.
Yeah, that's true. That was the first Twitter. Okay. Okay, what else was going on? Oh, yeah, Brady and Madison. I still don't like them.
I just can't
get into them. I can't.
No.
I mean, she's actually ruining Brady for me. Yeah.
She's
actually ruining Brady for me. I really like Brady.
Exactly.
And
yeah, that's how I feel too. She sucks the life out of him or whatever. I don't know how to explain it, but I just don't see it. I mean, I know sometimes it takes a while for things to warm up, so to speak, but I don't know. To me, what they've done so far has been so forced, and I don't know. It just, I don't know.
Isn't
it just
Taylor all over again?
You would think that they would have learned their lesson. I mean, at least she didn't just drop a scarf on the ground. But still, it's like, you know, come on, people. What I mean, didn't you learn your lesson last time when Taylor took over the show? And it didn't work once, so they had to bring in another actress, and it didn't work twice. And, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just, yeah. Let's hope that I just keep hoping it doesn't last very long, but I'm not. I don't know. We'll see, I guess. So, yeah. So is that pretty much a consensus? Does anyone like Madison and Brady together? I don't know. I mean.
No, I'm not digging it.
Yeah. So. Did we lose everybody else on the phone?
I don't know if I'm on. I can't tell.
937, they just got dropped. I'm not sure.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Who that was.
Angela.
Everybody's still on except for Angela. Somehow
okay.
she got hung up on.
I'm asking her in the chat room.
I just wanted to say a quick, from that question, I think I'm just neutral because I just enjoy watching it and seeing what they do and all the different things. I almost don't feel like I have an opinion on who is better with who and who I don't like. Yeah. It's weird. I've always been that way with the show.
That's cool. Yeah, well, that's cool. I mean, that's, you know,
you
a lot
like
of people watch it that way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then so. I also, you know, on top of that, I still enjoy hearing other people's viewpoints and what other people,
mm-hmm.
you know, think and pull out of different, you know, situations or scenes or scenarios. So I kind of just, I almost sit back and relax and watch and see what all's going on versus, you know, get in the mix a little bit. But, of course, I still like Patrick Muldoon a lot, and I've always loved him, and I liked him as Austin, but I also got to see Austin Peck as Austin, so
yeah.
I like
mm-hmm.
I liked both of them. I almost feel like I'm cheating on Patrick's Austin with the other one because I like them both,
mm-hmm.
but you know, obviously right now I'm glad that Patrick Muldoon is back, and it's really awesome that I got to meet him and then started his fan Twitter because he has shown me so much love from that, and it's just a dream
Aww.
Come true for me.
That's so nice.
And I noticed he actually, the only tweet he sent to anyone today was to me.
Aww.
That
is really nice.
Anyone else.
Yeah,
so.
It makes it worthwhile when you actually get a response from the actor that you're, you know, campaigning for
yeah.
or trying to promote. I mean, when Matt
yeah.
tweeted me, I about fell out of my chair. So, you know, it's pretty awesome.
Well, he likes me. He really likes me.
He knows I exist.
Yeah.
It's funny. That kind of happened to me when I got a tweet from Eileen Davidson just out of the
yeah.
blue. Just
yeah.
all of a sudden was that tweet. And I'm like, what? I didn't know. I didn't even talk to her. I didn't even send her a message before that.
That
she
was
just
cool.
out of the blue shoots me a tweet saying, talking about the my background, my Bowie background. Like,
uh-huh.
Okay, that's awesome.
And that tied you together. That tied them together. Lauren Coslin, right? And Eileen. They didn't know they had worked together.
Yeah,
I think maybe.
Oh. Yeah, and I still haven't heard from Lauren about that. Like I tweeted her a couple of different messages
oh,
saying,
"She may not have
hey,
seen it."
Well, yeah, I'm thinking she hasn't.
Yeah, because she loves Bowie.
But I thought that was funny. I thought for sure they would have talked about it, but I guess not everything can come up, you know, in conversation outside of work, so.
Sure.
But,
Well, and also sometimes people don't, I mean, like, the way someone becomes a fan of something, they might not even both have been fans at the same time during that time, you know?
Right.
It's like,
well,
Eileen
said she's been a fan since 13. She was
yeah, I don't think Lauren's been a fan that as long as that. I mean, I don't think
it
hasn't been like a lifelong thing, no. So.
Wow. Funny. But, well, the other fun thing is, of course, I've noticed Christian is very much a big tweeter on, you know, and answers me quite a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go see her. And what is it? It's going to be either the 17th or the 18th. I haven't decided which day I'm going, but I'm going to drive 3 hours both ways just to see her at her jewelry show in Birmingham, Alabama. And I told her that I was going to come, you know, I was going to drive 3 hours both ways to see her. And she's like, okay, see you there, or whatever she said. So that was exciting.
So is there any other topic you may want to talk about? Lisa Rinna coming back as Billy? Was that discussed
oh, that's
last week?
Right.
I don't remember.
Oh, I wasn't here last week.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, not to be ugly or anything, but I really love Julie Pinson.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. version
like
of
Julie
her,
Pinson.
And honestly, I think that was like the best casting of the character. Although I didn't watch in the '90s, but maybe that's why I didn't know Billy. I didn't know Lisa as Billy. But I loved her on Soap Talk. I thought she was a great host and everything on that. I loved
mm-hmm.
her on that show. But I wish that was still around, actually, because we hardly ever get to see the soap stars, you know, on interviews
yeah.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, for me, I think Julie Pinson, you know, fit the role. I mean, at least that's my favorite Billy, I guess you could say. So I really would like it if she were coming back. But, you know, I mean, I wish Lisa well and all. It's nothing against her. But I don't know. What do you guys think?
It'd be nice just to see Lisa with Patrick and Lorne.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
I think that'd be kind of neat.
I feel like they're trying to make it 1993 again.
It does seem like 1993, but
well,
they are
trying to reach back to some of that, though. I mean, they were
writing
during that time, but I think that they really are making an attempt to bring back some of the stuff that fans liked before and stuff like that.
But are they bringing back the right characters? That's my question.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, Jack, Matthew Ashford, you know, ding, ding, ding. But
yes.
Tony
needs to come back.
Yeah.
Yes. I really think if they would bring back Tony and Lucas, that would really make the fans happy. Because most of the tweets and the comments and the message board posts and the things that I read are saying, we want, you know, Tony back, Tony and Anna back. We want Lucas back. So if they're listening to the fans, I can understand, okay, you're wanting to bring, okay, you brought back Carrie and Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Billy goes with Austin, so you're bringing back Billy. Okay, that's fine. But listen to your fans. I didn't see one tweet or comment or demand or post that said, please bring back Billy. Never saw
that.
So listen to your fans. I mean, they want Lucas back. I don't know if there's something behind the scenes with Brian, the reason that he's not back yet. But just listen to your fans. I'm really thinking if they would just bring Lucas back and, like, you know, Tony and Anna, that would just really help the whole situation. But, you know, it's not me. I've got what I want. I wanted Matt back. I got him back. So, but I'm saying, you know, listen to your fans. They are the ones that are going to watch your show or, you know, devote their time to it. So if there's such a demand for characters, listen to that demand. But then again, there might be something behind the scenes that we don't know about as fans that's keeping that from happening. But I just don't see bringing back Billy as being the answer. I mean, you know, you fired, what was his name, Noel Maxim? They fired him, but I don't see bringing back Lisa Rinna as Billy as going to help anything. That's just my two cents.
If they Billy and they throw her in Bo's atmosphere, fans are going to have a flipping cow.
Bill
always runs back to his exes, but if they bring Billy back, who was supposed to be with Daniel in the first place, that was the plan was before then they fired Julie Vinson. I mean, I could see that. I mean, Daniel and Billy would be a nice. It'd be weird though, because Daniel slept with Kate and tried to sleep with Chelsea.
They're both going to be very.
That's okay. Roman slept with both Kate and Billy.
Don't
forget that Nicole and Roman slept together too.
Yeah, we all try to forget that.
Yeah, we all have.
Even they try to forget that.
I'm sorry, I must have missed a lot when I wasn't watching because some of that stuff I have, I don't even remember seeing. So I need to catch up.
I missed that too. Yeah. Thankfully, I missed that too when I stopped watching for a while. So I just knew it from this year and stuff. But yeah.
Well, maybe bringing Billy back is going to be. Maybe the Jack and Jennifer Daniel triangle will wrap up eventually sometime next year, God willing. And maybe they'll put Billy with Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Maybe who will leave next year? Who were you saying?
Billy with Daniel.
When the Day's Twitter was interviewing Renee Jones, who plays Lexi, she wants more scenes with Daniel. So there you go. So I don't know.
And didn't Sean Christensen tweet something last week, or Lauren tweeted it, or they both tweeted it, that they were sharing scenes?
Oh, yeah, I think they were, like, a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always love... See, I loved when Daniel and Kate were together. That's the only time I liked Daniel, because I thought he was skeevy with Chelsea, and I thought he was skeevy with the way he got together with Chloe really bugged me. So I and they wrote him as a tool during that. I mean, you know, he during the time he was with Kate, he actually was like compassionate for her cancer story, you know, her situation, everything. He seemed really concerned, and he helped her with a little lounge chair therapy by the pool. You know, that's always helpful. That's always a good thing for a doctor to do, I think. Anyway, so it seemed to cure her. So anyway, yeah, but that's the only time I really liked the character, and so, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I find him likable with Melanie most of the time, except for when they seem like they're dating. I like them, you know, as father-daughter. They're cute, but I don't know. I don't know about Daniel. I don't know what they'll do.
Well, I think Daniel, I think the character needs to be redeemed slightly because they do have it where it's a precedent where if he has a female patient, he's going to end up dating them or sleeping with them or something. And I bought the Soap Opera Weekly last week because it had the Jack and Jennifer on the cover and it has a great picture of them as the insert inside. And there was some fan feedback toward the back, and it was them talking, there was something about doctors, and there were several comments about how, you know, Daniel is, you know, he always gets with his patients, and,
yeah.
You know, I think they should redeem him. I had nothing against the character of Daniel until they put him into Jennifer's orbit, and I have nothing against, you know, Sean Christian.
Oh, yeah, I have
nothing
against the actor. No, he's fine as an actor.
He's just an easy target for our sarcasm and our jokes.
As, exactly. Poor guy. His character gets a bum rap.
Yeah.
I love his, I do love it when he and Lauren have scenes where they're hating on each other. It's so funny. I mean, because I liked him back in the day when they were together, but it cracks me up, like, when they're enemies and they have scenes, because, I mean, there's so much, like, sexual tension during it. I'm like, okay, maybe you could be redeemed here, Daniel. maybe it can work out after all. No, I'm just kidding. No, but you know, they do work well together and everything in their scenes. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know where they're headed with Daniel. So let's see. So I still enjoy the Horton Town scare. The Horton Town Square. I'm enjoying that. I'm enjoying seeing it look like Salem's actual living, breathing city with people walking around in the entertainment area.
Extras in the background eating and working and moving. They actually
must have increased the budget. They must have increased the budget for extras because it's nice to see people moving about. And like when Maggie and Melanie, I mean, these are little things, but they really do add to the overall feeling of the show, I think. Maggie and Melanie are walking out of a movie theater and they're taking a walk through this town square and stuff. And I thought, you know, it's just nice. It just feels more like real life than when they're meeting at the pier or they're at that damn park bench for like 80% of the show, you know. It's like everybody stands in front of the park bench. And they come on, I'm so glad. I hope they burned that thing. I hope they burned it and it never appears again. So.
Yeah.
You just think that it'll be in the show on Monday. You just
exactly because I said that it'll make an appearance. Yeah, and the old pier and the new pier, those two things can
but
go.
They need the not nice pier. I don't remember what they called it. I know they called the other one the nice pier, but
how do you think the other pier feels? I mean, that's so mean.
You're left out and sad. But no, they need that
one. I mean,
peers
have feelings too. Peers have feelings too. I mean, come on.
Exactly. But they need the not nice pier. It's part of the show's heritage.
That's
I mean,
true.
So many people
that's
have
true.
Been raped, killed, murdered, pushed into the river. So many deals have went down, drug deals, things of that nature.
True.
They really need that. That's a part of the show. It's just like the Brady Bunch. I mean, it's an institution. They need to have that.
Yeah. Thank goodness for remodeling the Brady Pub, though.
Yes.
It needed an update.
Yes, it does. The 1992 plaid's got to go.
Plaid's got to go, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think what other aspects of the show, like, okay, so we don't like Brady and Madison. We don't.
Mm-mm.
I don't know about the whole. I mean, I guess for John's story, it was convenient, but you know that Austin and Carrie both got online legal and accounting degrees at the same time while they were living in Switzerland and passed the Switzerland bar, apparently, and CPA exam. Anyway, so, I mean, I wasn't, like, super excited because I didn't know those characters all that well, but I mean, that part's worked out well for the story, I guess. I mean, they've woven them in, I guess, pretty well as far as the story goes with defending John and him being on the opposite side, you know.
That has potential, but again throwing the Austin, Carrie, Sammy question mark, you know, Rafe or Lucas or whoever we want to throw in. Just going with that same storyline again is just
But you know, honestly, don't you think it would have been way more entertaining if Carrie and Austin had to stay at the mansion? I mean, that would have been fun. You know, they mentioned that again. I'm like, seriously, like, move into the mansion while you're there. That would be hilarious. I mean, it would be so much fun. I mean, just think of the...
What? But apparently Sammy and Ray Sloth has more rooms than the mansion because there's about 15 back there, aren't there?
there has to be. Yeah. You know, one thing I've noticed, I don't know if other people have talked about this or anything, but... and I love the kids that are on the show. I mean, I actually kind of miss them because they're not on very much. But have you noticed how, like, the previous writers and stuff, they use those kids, like, constantly, almost like as pawns or as, like, I don't know how to explain it, but it just seems like they were, I mean, and I think the kids are adorable. The kids that they've cast are just adorable and they're pretty good. I mean, some of them are really good actors. So I really was worried that they were going to sore ass all of them. And I mean, they only did the one, and we weren't really that attached to, you know, the little one that much anyway. But, I mean, the first Sydney, yes, but, like, the next one we didn't know that well. But so that was fine that they sore-assed her a little bit. But I don't know. I mean, I just love the kids, but I've noticed that they're really not on that much. For, like, the last 2 months, they really haven't been on all that much. Have you noticed that? Which is okay, but I think maybe they're trying to get away from it a little bit, having the kids be the center of every single story and the reason for every motivation of being, you know, that kind of thing. So I don't know. I think that it seems like it's, even though it sounds like they're going to have a thing with Johnny disappearing or whatever, it sounds like they've been trying the last couple months to kind of get away from the focus being on all the kids every time or something like that. I don't know.
Well, in years past, you never really saw the kids. We made fun of it, but they always were upstairs with Caroline or Maggie's watching them or, you know, something like that. You hardly ever saw kids. I mean, you know, I know everything I talk about is Jack and Jennifer related, but Jack Jr. for, like, the first 2 years of his life was a doll. I mean, you know. So, and now
that's
he's
okay. The twins, the twins were a log there for a while. They were a baby log there for a while.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, like, don't you think, like, the last couple years, though, they've been really the focus in, like, the whole Sammy and EJ war and the whole, I don't know, with Theo's autism, which I love that story. I mean, I feel like they didn't really get to fully
explore that. But
have
they kind of dropped that?
Yeah, they did, and I hated that they dropped it. I thought it was really, you know, a good idea because so many people are dealing with that challenge in life. So, and he's a good little actor too.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sierra was the center of so much with between the kidnapping and then the next storyline and her and she and Theo running away and all that. So, you know, I just think that they use the kids a lot as a convenient plot device or whatever. And
yeah,
now I think when they're on, it means a little bit more now. Like when EJ saw his kids at the party and everything, it was like,
didn't that break your heart?
Oh, yeah. It killed me. Yeah, and you could just see, and that's lending, support to his motivation to be mayor because he wants to legitimize himself in his children's eyes so that they don't, like that day. I know it's been a while since I aired the scene, but. That day that he came in and he was talking about how, and they never, I don't think they'd ever really mentioned this before, but the way he was talking about how Johnny, you know, the kids, you know, are mean to him at school because he's a Demira and they're scared of him and this and that, you know, or they're, you know, they make comments about it and stuff. I just thought, oh, you know, I mean, I liked the way they added that layer in, you know, so I don't know.
Well, and I think they can use the kids as just to have them in a scene and not have them be some cause of tension or
right
or stress. I mean, Sierra was used to break up Bo and Hope. You know, Johnny and et cetera have been used to cause drama between EJ and Sammy. Can't they just have a scene where the kids are in there and you know nice things, you know, just not
yeah.
not having them be the cause of problems, because that's not real life. Kids don't cause that many problems. So I don't have any, so I don't know.
Unless their name is
wrong,
Sammy Brady, then maybe.
Well, yeah. So that is nice.
I don't know. So yeah, I just noticed that was kind of a change the last few months. And, you know, I'm just glad they didn't sore ass them, because I would have missed the kids that were on there. So.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Johnny is upstairs with Caroline at the Brady Pub, and when they remodel it, they remodel Johnny, and he comes down, he's, you know, 15.
And he wants to date Theo or something.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute here. What's happened? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've always noticed that about the kids. They disappear for a couple of years or a year or even a few months. They come back totally grown and
oh, I know.
Kids.
Seriously, I was getting worried because they were gone for so long before the Horton Town Square opening. I was really afraid that we were going to see them all like teenagers when it came back. I was really getting nervous about that, so I'm glad they kept the kids the way they are, because they're adorable.
Oh, did anyone see, I'm going back to the Day of Days today, because I just saw a tweet from Kate Mancy. Apparently it's a Mancy dress, it's her sister's design. I think that's what she's saying.
What?
The dress she wore. The dress Kate Mancy wore today at the Day of Days. It was is a design by her. I want to say it's her sister.
I think I saw that too. Yeah, her sister.
Oh. Not her
sister.
See, there's
I
when we were talking about Julie Pinson earlier. I tweeted them one time, because Julie doesn't tweet all that much, but I said, you guys need to work together. You could totally be like related, you know, as far as their character, you know, like. In a story, because I think I think Julie and Kate, I mean, they don't look like each other per se, but I think they could be like mother-daughter or, you know, mother-niece or aunt-niece or something like that. They seem very, I don't know, they have kind of a similar quality about them or something. I don't know.
I think I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of anything else. Were Kate and Stefano even on this week? I'm trying to think. They were... One week they were, and we got was this wasn't the week.
Oh,
no, it was last week. Last week they
now
got
I remember.
Sammy.
Lexi, there's a Lexi SmackDown with Stefano this week. That was awesome. Jones is so underused.
She was great.
Whenever she rips EJ and Stefano a new asshole, I just love it. I mean, and she did it again this week. It was funny. Stefano and Kate had them over for brunch.
Oh, that's right.
And,
that was this week.
Yeah, and it was so funny because Stefano wants Abe to drop out of the race, and then Stefano pledges to help Abe run for governor. So his baby boy, EJ, gets to be mayor. And that way everybody wins. I mean,
I'm just thinking of the family. I love that. I don't want anyone to be hurt when EJ wins. That was her. It's like, I want your husband to have a job, so I'm giving him the governorship.
Yeah.
That cracked me. But that is so, and I loved how Lexi said, because you know I love Stefano to death, but he is narcissistic. Let's just say it out loud. He is the most narcissistic person. And I just loved how Lexi called him on his crap, you know, like you are the most selfish, whatever she said. I loved it. I thought it was...
Well, it cracks me up. Stefano's phrase is idiot. He calls everybody idiot. Lexi's, I don't know if you want to call it her phrase, though, is what? And that's what every time I say something, you know, crazy around Lexi. She's like, what? So that always cracks me up.
That's true.
You idiot.
That's so cute.
What? Yeah, I mean,
somebody needs to make a video of that, of her doing that. That's cute.
If,
oh, that's a good point.
If there was just a montage of Lexi telling off EJ and stuff, no, I understand how that.
Somebody needs to do that. That would be great. Somebody out there with talent to do the videos, you should put that together. That would be fun.
So, yeah, I know I wanted to mention that because I think that was the only Stefano and Keith scene, really, this week.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. I was thinking it was week before, but you're right. And I'm glad you mentioned it because I love those Lexi scenes, too. And Abe. You know, here they are eating dinner or eating lunch there, and it's like, it's so awkward. It's so incredibly awkward. And was this the week that also Stefano said to Kate that her plan was dastardly, the most dastardly plan that he'd ever? I'm loving that. I forgot that was this week, too. I get my weeks confused sometimes. But, yeah, I loved how, you know, I loved how she was venting to him, and he was just like, I don't know, they were so cute. I just love that when they do that. But, you know, he's, like, supporting her and everything. It's like, oh, what a cute, evil couple. She's like, and Brady and Victor are going to pay, you know, like. And then when she tells him her plan, now we got to figure out what is her plan.
Well, it was funny. I remember Kate was just going on and on, oh, that bitch, that, and stuff. And I was like, could you be more specific? You know, there's a lot of crazy bitches in this town. It was hilarious.
That was so cute.
Oh, and Jack had a good one on Friday. He called Daniel. Well, he was talking about Daniel to Jennifer. He called him Dr. Blondie Locks.
Yes.
So.
Forgot about that.
I wonder if that was a Matt ad lib or if that was scripted.
That was a good one.
That was funny.
I've tweeted him that we would all just love it if he would call Daniel Dr. Tan. If he would ad lib that line, if we would all just love it. He never responded, but maybe he'll do that for us.
That would be funny.
Oh, I could see that happening. Well, we're about ready to wrap up. Anything else that we missed this week?
What about, is the guy's name Ian Buchanan?
Ian Buchanan, yeah.
Didn't they confirm that he's coming on?
Yeah, he's there to prop Madison. Like, I guess he's some powerful dude that it's supposed to, have some kind of hold on Madison, so, I mean, he's a good actor and all that, but,
yeah.
I don't know, I'm just not that thrilled.
See what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it could be good, but, and then there's a rumor, Gloria Loring is, who played Liz Chandler, that she met with the executives on the show, but,
She needs to come on and sing. I miss Doug's Place.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she should come on and sing.
Yeah.
I think a lot of them should be singing because the ones that are singers and musicians, I really want them to put that in to the storyline, period.
Yeah, maybe we should really tweet about that because I know Wally has a band and he's really good, you know. I really think that the ones that, like, perform today, well, of course, wouldn't that be awful because Nadia is off the show now, and here she is a singer, and I know she and Eric had talked about wanting to sing sometime together or something, and, you know, that would have been cool to kind of have
It is a shame they didn't do enough with Broly. You know, they had the chance.
I'm still kind of confused. Why did they take and write her off when they're bringing all these other people back? And, I mean, I guess it was because they couldn't find something, a good storyline to have for her. And they,
well, it's because they ruined the character, and they have to restore her later.
I think it's a reset, and this is just my opinion, because I think she's too popular not to come back eventually. I think they had to get her off the canvas to let people forget what a horrible, you know, butchering job they did to the character, and then bring her back.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah,
And
I hope
that's
I mean, you know, they've already done that to Quinn, but he wasn't gone a month.
Yeah.
But they redeemed him by just having him dump Taylor. That was so.
Yeah, like, hey, they had a meeting one day and they said, which one of you would like to volunteer to send Taylor packing and get her out off the canvas? And he raised his hand. They're like, score, you get a new contract. Like, oh.
Yes. That kind of threw me for a loop, too. They wrote him off and sent him away, but then they brought him back. It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Well, he was barely gone. He was only fired for a very short time before they came back and said he was going to be coming back.
I'm assuming,
given that he's going to be running a spa / martial arts studio, that we're going to see some, like, shirtless scenes or something like that, or an offing.
Yeah. You would think so, yes. And he's probably going to be put into the lives of many women of Salem, not just one. So.
That's right. There you go. Yeah, so this could be interesting. I mean, it's been a while since we've had, gosh, last time we had spa scenes, wasn't that when Lucas had to give EJ mouth-to-mouth resuscitation in the sauna or something?
Oh,
yeah. It's been a while since we've seen the spa, so, you know.
Oh,
and a martial arts studio is a nice angle, especially since Bren's actually a martial artist, you know. So that could be okay. I mean, I wasn't that big on the character at the time, but he could win me over. Yeah, you know, and if he can get Brady to enroll one of his shirtless martial arts classes, I would be all for it. I think that would be great.
Yeah. Totally.
It's a specific class, though. There's a whole, like, roster, and he's like, hey, this shirtless martial arts class sounds interesting. Tell me about that, Quinn. Okay. Oh, I'm such a dork. But, oh, well. You knew that going in. So, all right. So,
okay,
yeah,
it's time to wrap it up, girls.
All right.
Yeah. We talked for an hour and a half again.
Well, we had fun with the girls calling in from L.A. That was great, too.
That was,
yeah.
That was really cool.
That was a treat.
Hope they had fun at the bay tonight.
It was great to have everybody join us on the phone, too, and in the chat room. Lots of activity in there. Lots of fun stuff.
Yeah, so thanks, everybody, and we'll join everybody next week.
Yeah, be sure to tweet at Bob Hapka.
Oh, crap. For all the Bob.
Last week we forgot to pimp him. I felt so bad.
Oh, no. Okay, well.
At Bob Hapka, at Amy Hapka. You won't regret it. Tweet them.
Ooh, and I saw Mark in a beer commercial.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
which humor the beer? Do you remember which one it was?
What's the one where they do the one where they're drinking the wimpy beer and man up, something like that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Can't remember which one it is.
For it.
Anyway, he's the guy that, you know, drinks the wimpy beer and or the whatever. So it was cool.
Okay.
I saw it tonight.
Oh, you know, I think I saw Blake Barris on Friday night at 10 p.m. There's so many freaking cop shows. I think it might have been Prime Suspect, but he was nothing like Nick Fallon, so I'll have to look in his file or something. But, yeah, I saw Blake Barris on TV this week, too. So, okay. Well, thanks a lot, ladies. We're calling it a night.
All right. Good night.
Have a good night, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.